This is The Naked Scientists. Now it's time to go back to Mira, who's with Hugh Hunt at the University of Cambridge, to find out what happened with this week's Kitchen Science.
Hello again, and welcome back to Kitchen Science. I'm here at the University of Cambridge with Hugh Hunt. Now, the first thing we asked you to do was to scrunch up a plastic bottle and see if the pitch of the sound changed when you blew across the top. So, Hugh, shall we have a go?
Yeah, let's have a go. Well, I've got my bottle here unscrunched. And I scrunch it.
The pitch has lowered.
Yeah, much lower. If I unscrunch it again. But if you remember, when I added water, the note went up. So there must be something more to it than just a volume change of the air inside.
Well, the second thing people at home had to do was lower the scrunched bottle into a bucket of water.
Yes. Now, this helps to give us a clue as to what's going on. Because if I take my unscrunched bottle and lower it into the water, no change in the note. Scrunched bottle, lower it in.
This time it's going higher.
Yes, I lowered the bottle in and the note went higher. So it's a bit of a puzzle.
So why is this happening?
Well, the way to think about it is that the air in the bottle is like a spring, because the bottle is behaving in the same way as what's called a Helmholtz resonator. And the little amount of air that's around the neck of the bottle is like a mass, and the air inside the bottle is like a spring. So we have to think of whether the spring inside the bottle, the air inside the bottle, is getting stiffer or softer.
But what does scrunching the bottle do?
Well, a perfectly round bottle is really stiff. And you can think of imagining a flat piece of paper and curving it around into a tube. Making it round makes it stiff. Well, think of the bottle in the same way. The walls of the bottle are really stiff when they're round, but when I scrunch it, I make lots of flat surfaces. And those flat surfaces, we can see them, they're flat surfaces. Those flat surfaces are much more bendy. So you can imagine the air inside, when the bottle was round, the air is actually pushing on a really stiff bottle. But when the bottle is scrunched, the air is pushing on a rather flexible bottle. A bit like the difference between standing on a concrete floor and standing on a trampoline.
So with the air pushing on a flexible surface, why does that change the pitch?
Well, you see, the mass in the neck plug, as we call it, is sitting on the spring of the air. And if the air is sitting on the soft walls, then you've got a mass on a soft spring rather than a mass on a stiff spring. Now, you could imagine just taking a rubber band and hook it onto a coffee cup and bounce it up and down. If the rubber band is really soft, then the frequency is lower. So if the frequency is lower, well, frequency is related to pitch. The lower the pitch, the lower the note, the lower the frequency.
So what's happening when you put it inside the water?
Ah, well, that's good. Well, when the bottle is scrunched, the walls are really flexible. And now put your finger on here. You can actually feel the walls of the bottle moving.
It's really noticeable.
And if I unscrunch it, you don't feel the walls of the bottle moving nearly as much.
No, that's quite a big difference, actually.
So that means when you lower it into the water, the water is helping to stop the walls from moving. But for the circular bottle, the walls aren't moving anyway, so there's no difference. But for the scrunched up bottle, the weight of the water stops the walls from moving. So suddenly, if the walls aren't moving, we're down to a smaller volume of air. And with a smaller volume of air, smaller volume of air is stiffer, so the frequency of vibration goes up, and that means the note goes up.
Okay, so when you scrunch the bottle, you're lowering the stiffness, and therefore you get a lower note. But when you dunk the bottle inside the water, you stop the walls of the bottle moving, and therefore you're increasing the stiffness, and then you get a higher note.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You can think that once you've stopped the walls moving by putting it into the water, then the reduced volume effect, the bottle is now smaller, is exactly the same as that you'd have got by reducing the volume by filling the bottle with water, which is what we did at the very beginning.
So if you're feeling musical and lacking some instruments at home, you could have a play with some bottles and see if you can change some pitch. Thanks, Hugh.
No problem at all.
That's it for Kitchen Science this week.
Thanks, Hugh and Mira. So all you need to do is play with the volume of a bottle and you can create some music. Have a look online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience and we'll show you how it works.
Lots more experiments like that there if you're in an experimental mood.